Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Football on Off the Ball.
Harry Kane is an amazing footballer, isn't he?
He's some operator.
He's probably not underrated anymore, I wouldn't say. I think people are finally realising how great he is. But Jesus, yeah.
He's in line for a Ballon d'Or, isn't he?
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The Six Nations on Off the Ball
with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of the Irish women's rugby team. Never stop competing.
This is News Talk.
Excitement levels now must be feeling a bit real. How's camp going, Moudon camp?
Yeah, there's definitely huge excitement, and they're buzzing. The girls are buzzing now, so we've done the bulk of work already this week now. So it's just about going out there and performing on Saturday. So it's a it's an exciting group to be in, so we're excited as well for the occasion.
Is it tough to keep emotions in check with a big game like this and the opening of the Six Nations?
It can be, but we've spoken about this, and I think players spoke about that emotion and what that feeling, I suppose, of walking out into getting off the bus and going into Twickenham and how they felt, and they've shared experience, but like, you know, they've grown from that. They're a lot more, I suppose, experienced now. We've had big occasions in the World Cup, so and we've built on that. So it's we're not really worried about that. We're more so focused on what we're going to do on the pitch.
There's plenty of players in that forwards pack now that are playing the rugby in the Premiership. I think it was 3 of the 6 front row of Glasser Harbury last weekend are Irish. So, you know, that kind of cohort there, do you feel that in camp, that experience coming through?
Yeah, it definitely helps. They've played a huge amount of rugby over there, which is good. They'd have experienced it. You know, having played against these English props as well and front rows as well is important. But as I've said to them as well, it's making sure that we're doing our thing. You know, we do Ireland, and what we do here is important to us, and making sure we get what we want to get right before we even take on information of what they're going to do. You know, we can't plan for what they're going to do. We don't know who's going to play, so it's making sure that we put our own stamp in from that set piece point of view and get our drill right, and then we take it forward on Saturday.
What does that stamp look like?
Stamp looks like making sure that we're very connected. We stay in a fight, and we don't allow them manipulators to make mistakes and what happened last year. So we've worked on that. We've addressed that. It's still hurting. So I think we've grown from that. And as you've seen in those World Cup games, we're quite a competent and aggressive scrum. So it's making sure that we deliver that now on Saturday.
Finally for me, Niamh O'Dowd last year was talking about you packing down in some scrums and training. Are you still doing that?
I actually did it yesterday, so it's actually that's why I wasn't doing much on pitch. So I did a bit yesterday with them, which is important. But I only did 4. I'm reducing my reps now at this stage because the body just doesn't allow it. But that was important. I suppose prep them as much as we can. But obviously with England, they're quite a big pack and an experienced pack. So just giving them different pictures and making sure, and it's good for me as well to get a feel for what they're trying to do as well. So I don't know how long much more I can do that. So and I've said that to them, but we'll see. Cheers, no worries.
What areas do you think Ireland can really put England under pressure, especially up front?
I think, like, when you look back at the Cork game, it's, you know, even from my area, and you know, the scrum hurt us that day, you know, and we spoke about that, and we own that, and I own that, and it's making sure we don't make those same mistakes of getting a yellow card, and I think it was 5 penalties as well, and it just gives them entries and kind of, you know, lets them off the hook at time, and we can't do that against big teams and top teams. So that's one area we spoke about, and we can't allow that to happen. And obviously then it's, you know, when we do get our entries and when we get our chances in terms of, you know, mauls and stuff. We need to start turning them over and making them into tries. So and then when we get close to line, we need to finish opportunities. So we won't get a lot of opportunities against this team. So it's making sure we capitalise on that.
And there's already 70,000 tickets sold. It must be really excited. Do you think the four pack can really take a lot of energy? Because hopefully there'll be a lot of Irish fans on there. Do you think they'll get energy from the crowd?
100%. They're really excited. When you hear that, I think it's brilliant. I think it's brilliant for the whole game. And it's really exciting for women's rugby. The players are so excited about it. And like that, I don't think they're going to be fazed by it. They'll just be excited. They'll take it all in. It's really important that they do take it all in. And they will. They'll get energy from this. But I've spoken about them as well at certain times, especially at scrum time and set piece. It's like, is making sure that you're zoning in on the job at hand and your job. So it's taking that all away. And we've done a bit of work on that, is making sure that we're on job and having no distractions.
Perfect. I just have one question. Dorothy and Sam in particular is leading the way in PWR for line-out steals. Dorothy is up there for line-out wins and line-out steals. Is the line-out something that we can really kind of capitalise on in the next few weeks?
Yeah, 100%. I think it's great that, you know, with Al coming in and he's putting his own stamp on the line out with different combinations and, you know, different ways of doing things. So I think they've trained really well this week on that, and it's really important as well, is that we have experienced players like that, of Sam and Darrow, and having obviously played in the PWR, and they're doing it over there. So it's they're experienced, they've trained really well, and we hope that we can transfer that over onto the pitch now on Saturday.
The Six Nations on Off the Ball.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of the Irish women's rugby team. Never stop competing.
This is News Talk.
Eve, 75,000 fans already booked their tickets for this game. Is that feeding into preparations a bit? Are you excited, nervous?
Oh, extremely excited. I think if you ask every single person in this group, they're excited. So for the 23 people that get to be part of that occasion and be part of history, it's looking like going to be like the most attended Women's Six Nations game, and what an occasion to be a part of. It's exciting stuff.
That competition in the midfield since you've come into camp, what's it been like? Has it been as hot as it ever has been?
Yeah, 100%. You know, like if you look at every single position in the team, I think there's great competition. You know, we've the girls that's been centralised at home, we've trained with each other every week. The Clovers and the Wolfhounds trained with each other every week, pushing each other, and you know, that depth has really grown. And then obviously with the likes of the girls coming over from the PWR, there's such competition in the team, and it just drives standards within the group and on the training pitch. So it's it's tough. It's tough training sessions, but that's all we want.
Those girls that are coming back over from England, haven't played in the PWR, what has that added to the group? I suppose they would have been playing those players week in, week out. How much has that helped you specifically in the whole camp?
Yeah, 100%. Like, obviously it's people that are used to playing each other. It's you know, relationships they've created over there, and but even not even with teammates, but they get to play week in, week out against opposition that will come up against over the Six Nations. So yeah, it's insightful for us, but also we're very much focused on ourselves type of team, and we look to improve week on, week out ourselves. So we'll definitely very much rely on that as well.
It's been 11 years since Ireland have got the best of England. Why is this group the one to do it, do you think?
I think the depth within our squad is huge. If you look at every campaign we've had under Scott over the last 3 years, we've grown on each competition, from Six Nations to WXV, then to the World Cup. You know, we've been playing some exciting rugby, and you know, we've looked back at last year in the Six Nations, and especially our first half against England, maybe up to 45-50 minutes, we carried out our game plan, and we really nullified a lot of their strengths, and we looked to do the same this weekend and just actually do it for 80 minutes. But also with that, we want to capitalise on the opportunities we create. You know, we can look back and see that we have created opportunities against the world champions. We just need to go out this weekend and do it. Thank you.
There. England, they've been really top in the tables in terms of dominant contact and in tries. What kind of defensive challenge are you expecting from them?
Yeah, I think they're a team that really, their power game is so strong. So in attack, you know, They thrive off fastball. They've such fast backs and threats along the pitch, both in their forwards and their backs. But if they get fastball, you know, they're lethal. They're dangerous. And as I said, you know, looking back at last year, you know, from working hard and putting in our strong defence, you know, putting people to ground, we really nullified a lot of that attack, and we look to do the same this weekend. And yeah, like, bring our strengths working hard in defence, and yeah, kind of nullify the threats that they can bring.
And do you hope that you'll get some energy from that massive crowd, and that hopefully there's going to be lots of Irish supporters there?
Yeah, 100%. For me anyway, I enjoy playing in front of huge crowds, and there's something different about playing you know, in front of a crowd that's probably majority not for you. You can kind of thrive off you know, moments in games, and it's just exciting. Like, this is going to be many girls' first times playing in front of crowds that are 75 plus thousand fans, and it's just an exciting place to be.
And how do you personally manage that, like, that challenge, that nervousness? Is it more of a excitement to take it over, maybe a bit more, or is it just keeping yourself grounded?
Yeah, I suppose I'm the type of person that I just want the whistle to go. I want to play, start the game. But yeah, I love the occasion. You know, from the World Cup, a lot of us experience, you know, stadiums full of people, and it's you thrive off that energy, that buzz. You know, for a lot of us, we played in Twickenham 2 years ago and experienced that crowd, and it's yeah, it's different, but it's definitely something that you can gain energy from, and that's what we look to do this weekend.
Thank you.
Eve, you and Aoife pretty much played week in, week out together in the centre. What is that partnership like? You must know each other now inside out.
Yeah, I suppose. But even with the likes of Enya as well, like, we would have trained every week together. Like, and then we obviously have Nancy coming in from the PWR, and you know, I touched on it, like, the depth we have in the squad is huge, and it just pushes each other, and I think that's what every squad wants. They want depth, they want training sessions to feel like games every single week, and that's what we have here, and it's extremely intense, but at least you get to put the feet up tonight, you know.
Amazing. And then lastly, just Erin was announced as captain for this race, for this kind of cycle. Can you give us a couple of words on Erin as a captain, as a person?
Wow, how long do I have? Erin is an extremely special person and athlete. She is a leader through and through. When I heard she was captain, when I found out, I literally said, I don't know who wouldn't follow her into battle. I think she inspired every single person that saw her day in, day out in this gym here, on this pitch last year. She was the hardest working person I'd ever seen. Every day she was in the gym before you came, and she was the last one out, and genuinely, I don't know who wouldn't follow her into battle.
Amazing.
So I'm excited for her.
The Six Nations on Off the Ball
with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of the Irish women's rugby team. Never stop competing.
This is News Talk.
Yeah. Excitement levels ahead of this one. Big game as always against England.
Yeah, I think the 75,000 tickets sold, it's so exciting. We're raring to go and really, really just buzzing to get out on the pitch for the first game of the Six Nations.
Does it feel like you're about to make history with an attendance like that?
Honestly, maybe. I mean, like, we're just focusing on getting our performance out there and, like, really going for it. Like, it is going to be intense. Like, it's going to be a first for a lot of people in front of that many people. But we're just focusing on ourselves and making sure that we get our game plan out there.
It's been 11 years since Ireland have gotten the best of England. What makes you think about this group that you can break that streak?
I think we've been really lucky that we've had, like, 2 weeks now together. We had our calibration camp earlier in the year, and a lot of our girls have been playing together, whether that's in the PW or the Calty Challenge. So I think those connections are so important coming into a game like this, that we have that synergy and we have those like, game smarts. I know what Dana's going to do, I know what Stace is going to do. That, I think that's the main thing. And then we've been building over the last couple of years under Scott, and it's just about actually putting the performance out there. We got it for 50 minutes last year. It's getting that 80-minute performance.
Speaking of synergy, Amy Lee Coskin's been in and around camp. You've obviously spent a lot of time with her. What's it like having her in camp, even though she won't be a part of the games, the Six Nations?
I think it's honestly so inspiring having her around. Like, she is someone that we all look up to. She's got Olympic Games. She's been to a World Cup. She's literally paving the way for women's sport in Ireland, the way she's going about her business, growing two little babies inside her. So, like, she's honestly so inspiring, and she just gets involved at every opportunity. And, like, it's great to have her to lean on as well. So it's great.
There must be a lot of nervousness, but it must be so exciting to face such a crowd, like, with 75,000 people.
Yeah, I think you have it there. Like, it's nerves and excitement. Like, it's no denying that it's going to be a tough challenge against, like, the world champions. But all we can do is stick together and feed off that crowd. It's going to be so exciting. Like, I don't think many of us have played in front of that many people. So it's just about getting our game plan out there and enjoying it.
And where are the areas that you think you can really go at England and get up there?
Can't share too much out, but
a little bit.
I think, like, we're really focusing on ourselves. The last game England played was 8 months ago, you know, and a lot could change, and it's the same for us. A lot has changed for us too. I think we just want to start fast, make sure that we come out the blocks firing, and just keep pressure on them.
Is it hard or is it good having that gap? Is it kind of a bit of unknown that you're facing, or is it a bit hard to kind of know what you're up against?
I think you can kind of see it both ways. Obviously, there's certain things that you'd like to know in terms of defense or attack, but I think it's exciting that we get to focus on ourselves and bring our game to it, and, like, you're not worrying about what they're doing. We're really focusing on ourselves, and we've had the opportunity the past 2 weeks to really nail down what our game plan is and how we want to attack this game. So that's how we're looking at it anyway.
Yeah, Emily, you were captain for a few weeks while Ruth was injured for the Clovers. What did you learn over that time being captain for the Clovers?
I think it's just around, obviously, the leadership and the game smarts. I think knowing, you know, when we need to get points, when we need to keep the ball, keep momentum going, things like that, which I found was really, really helpful. And then as well, just around communication with the ref and things like that, I think, for me, it's just a learning experience, and I tried to enjoy it as much as I could.
So. Amazing. And Erin was obviously named as captain for this kind of next cycle. Can you just give us a couple of words on Erin as a leader and as a person, as a player?
She is so inspiring. Her work rate is unbelievable. She is someone that literally lives by her actions. She'll never say something that she won't do herself. And she's just someone that we all get behind. No matter what she does or says, we trust her 100%. And I think having a leader like that is unbelievable. And on top of that as well, we're so lucky we still have Sam around. We still have Lee. We still have so many leaders in this squad. Kleena, with so many people in our squad that we can look towards. So it's just really, we're really, really lucky to have such a good leadership.
The Six Nations on Off the Ball.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of the Irish women's rugby team. Never stop competing.
This is News Talk.